All right, so today's an important day for the game. You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, we're on the home stretch here to actually launch this game on Steam Early Access. We're doing backflips and we're thrilled, man. It's a lot of crunch time, as you can imagine, trying to iron everything out. But it's been a dream of ours ever since it became a possibility to even get on Steam to be, you know, so close to getting there now. We're thrilled.
So for the people that have kind of seen this game in development for, you know, the last, you know, couple of years, some of them may have given up. Some of them may not know how far the game has gone during that time. How would you describe the process, the last 6 to 8 months of just ironing out all the kinks in the game?
Well, it's been a reboot process, right? Like, if you follow the project for, you know, since its inception, you know that we've built as demos and prototypes and whatnot multiple times over, and this is another one of those reboots where we take all of our, you know, collective experience, learn from all our mistakes, and try again, right? So people who've seen the project, you know, for the last few years, what they're actually going to be getting on Steam Early Access is something they've never seen before, never played before, because it's been rebooted again from the ground up right around the time that our Kickstarter started. So all fresh code, not a single thing, be it art, code, audio, or anything, exists from the Pro Wrestling X Uprising project. That has been completely put to rest, given its last rites, and onward and upward.
How good does that make you feel?
You know, mixed blessings, man. Like, the launch of Uprising was really, really tough. There's a lot kind of going on behind the scenes, you know, internally with crew members, and I realized pretty early on that the first game that I released was going to be nowhere near what I wanted it to be. So I had a lot of pride to swallow, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit almost post-traumatic, you know, once that came out. But I have to say, yeah, it feels absolutely 100% positive now, looking back. When Uprising was released, you know, we had issues where we couldn't update the game. We couldn't give fans even expansions or updates to it because of the way things kind of broke down with some crew members we had to let go. So it sucked in a lot of ways. So now, to actually be able to get to this game that we're launching on Steam, where, just, what can I say, everything's just done properly, everyone's mature and working hard, and work ethic is good. You know, we've got all our source code this time, so we can update the game this time. You know, I was just talking to Eric, one of our crew members, just the other day, just saying, it's funny how stressful it is to get a game launched, and yet we are just smiling like little kids. We're so happy with the way things are right now. Like, knock on wood, we couldn't be in a better place right now in terms of, you know, the personalities on the crew, their knowledge, their experience, and with the final result. I mean, you know, granted, this game is going early access, meaning it's not done yet. It's not finished yet, not by a long shot. We are probably going to set the record for the thinnest vertical slice of a game ever shipped on early access. But it's because we're at that critical stage where it's just about the striking, grappling, and interacting with another wrestler. That's where the fun needs to be found in a wrestling game, or all the scaffold matches and cages, doesn't matter, right? So it couldn't be a better time or place to ship the sucker early access.
How well do you think that core gameplay works when compared to other indie wrestling games, or even the bigger wrestling games out there?
Well, you know, I think the better question would be, how well is it going to work on early access day? Because right now, it's just your typical game development where there's always something horribly broken with the game whenever we get a fresh build, right? So every time we fix something, something else breaks horribly. So I've been really kind of careful in setting and managing the expectations of the fans who've seen the screenshots and video. And I don't mean this as a knock or anything against our programming team or side of things, but right now the game looks insanely better than it plays. And that's okay. That's totally okay, because, you know, visually we're setting the bar to where we want gameplay and fun to be, you know? So we've always had this kind of philosophy when we develop our games. It's a three-step process. Make it work well, and make it pretty. Right now, we've got it pretty, and we've got everything working. So getting it to early access is where we bring the fans into the make it work really well stage, you know? Yeah, you can reach out and grapple your opponent, but does it feel right? You know, is the pacing good? The timing? Probably not. So this is the perfect time to get the fans' input on this kind of stuff. It doesn't make sense to say this game is by the fans for the fans if we do all the fun stuff and just tell them the way it's going to be. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a really good, almost social experiment. I don't think any developer, especially wrestling, has brought in the fans in on such a critical development stage of the game and actually made use of their input. So it's all good.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Perfect segue into. So you're really looking for the fans to try and break the hell out of this to help you iron out all of the problems.
We're probably going to have a contest where we give up prizes for whoever shows us the most disgusting bug they find in the game or something, you know? it really is not so much about give us a couple bucks and you get a game. It's more like come and join the crew in some capacity, you know? Obviously, there's a feasibility limit if you get thousands of people to, you know, how much input we can feasibly take. But, I mean, that's exactly what it's all about right now. It's not just about buying the game from us. It's about, you know, hopping on board and helping us write the story here, literally, you know?
So those that purchase the game on the early access, they'll have basically access to the game as it's being developed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's working perfectly right now. We've been using Steam internally. On the crew to actually distribute the builds to everybody, because we've got crew members here in Alberta, Vancouver, down in the States, and we've been using the Steam API exactly the same way all of our customers, fans, supporters are going to be using it. You boot up Pro Wrestling X on Steam, it's automatically going to update it for you with our latest and greatest fixes and additions to the game. So it's so far working flawlessly. We haven't had a problem with Steam at all. It's worth its weight in gold, that sucker.
So what are your hopes over the next 6 to 8 months on where you want this game to be?
I want to find the fun in 6 to 8 months. You know, we've been chasing the no mercy acky kind of ideal. And I don't just mean like in terms of this button does that, let's copy it, you know what I mean? Just the feel and the flow and that sense of fun, right? So I'm really, obviously with the amount of years we've been doing this, I'm a patient guy. So I'm willing to spend the next month just getting core gameplay down. And when I say core, I mean literally just grappling, movement in and out of the ring, the core stuff, you know? So being able to work with the fans and get to the point where they say, yeah, this feels good now, this feels tight, let's bust out some new content and now make the experience bigger, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping that we can now break away from the nostalgia. It's worked well for us. It's really helped us connect with the fans. When you say that your dream is to make No Mercy 2, wrestling gamers automatically know what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, our philosophy going forward, I'm still a huge Aki nut, but now I think to myself, you know, literally, what would Aki do? If they were alive today and they had this technology and this PC platform using Steam, how would one of the greatest wrestling developers that ever existed make use of it to do something new? So we've got a few tricks up our sleeve. We haven't really disclosed anything we're going to do yet, but we're actually going to try to bring some new stuff to the genre as well that you haven't seen in wrestling games. Some of it is so simple and fun. It's amazing no one's done it yet. And again, we've got big ambitious plans too. So when you say where you want to be in 6 to 8 months, I'd say we want a fun little game, something a little new, and hopefully everybody who's following the project 100% buys into the idea that Pro Wrestling X forever is not going anywhere. And hopefully we can keep updating this game as often as I've been updating the fans with newsletters, you know, almost weekly. So that's my goal. That's what we're shooting for.
In terms of what's going to be available in the original release, in terms of characters and matches, I know you said that it's going to be a pretty thin slice, but what's going to be available for gamers?
Oh, yeah. On day one for early access, like literally, you're going to have the two wrestlers, Tirador, American Grasshopper, in the middle of the ring, striking and grappling and moving. and that's it, you know. And that's why we're really trying to make a really solid effort. Again, it sounds counterintuitive, but we're going to have warnings all over our early access page saying, please don't buy this. Don't give us any money. Don't give us one red cent until you know exactly what it is you're going to be getting with early access, because it's going to be minimal, with the intention that, again, you know, this is about developing a game with fans, not just using early access as a marketing ploy because your game's not done yet, you know.
I gotcha. All right, is there anything else that you want to say to fans who have supported your project?
What can I do except thank them again over and over? If you're a fan of Pro Wrestling X and you have been for a while, you've probably learned what it means to be a patient person. You probably know what it's like to deal with haters and internet truthers. You know, this project has been around for a long time. We've had some great wins, some great things have happened to us. We've made some big, ugly mistakes that weren't always easy to own up to. You know, so I just want to thank those fans and let them know that for all the excitement and fun that we've been having over the last few years, this is literally like starting all over again, but with 10 years of experience, you know, and it's a good thing. And it honestly feels, and I don't mean to name drop or, you know, come off sounding ridiculously cocky, but, you know, with all the indie wrestling game developers around, like Dave Horn with Action Arcade, the Five Star Wrestling guys, and Matt Dickey, when you compare that scene to the big AAA publishing scene where there's really only one player left in town, you know,
it
really feels like in 5 to 10 years, there's going to be an entirely new landscape of, you know, big wrestling game developers. And whether I'm a part of that or not, ultimately, I really believe that it largely will come from this pool of indie guys who've all been cutting their teeth and, you know, breaking their backs for years doing what they love. I really think shit's going to get real. It's going to get serious. And I couldn't be more thrilled to be a part of that in any capacity.